This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello. Busy, busy over there.
Oh, it's busy, but it's fun.
Yeah?
It's fun. We are getting ready to sort of finish up September. We got Sona coming on real soon, but I wanted to make sure to remind everybody that don't forget about Boeing, which is the Theater Squared performance that is running for two more weekends, I believe, this weekend and next weekend. I finally saw it. It's funny. It's a lot of fun. It's fast-paced. You're going to laugh a lot. If you need that little break, do it. It's really something. And that's in the Nadine Baum Studios at Walton Arts Center. I believe that's this weekend, and then it will close next weekend. Mm-hmm. So you're running out of time to get to see it. And then tomorrow night on Friday, James Galea will be in Star Theater. As I mentioned before, the show is sold out. So if you're really into Australian magic, what you can do is you can come down to the box office and you can get on standby. And if any tickets come open or if anybody, you know, calls us and says they can't come, then we'll try to get you in as much as we can. So the options are to come down and hang out with us for a little bit and see if you can get in to see the show. So that is tomorrow night. That's Friday. And I wanted to give just a quick announcement that Sona, which we'll talk a little bit more about immediately, they are having auditions for a choral group. And they've had one set of auditions already, and the second set is Saturday afternoon, I believe, at 1 o'clock. And if you want to get more information about how to join this, they're called the Sona Singers, very high-level group that's going to sing with Sona over the course of the year. You can go to sonamusic.org. That's their website, and you can hear information or see information about their auditions. So speaking of them.
Yes, Monday night.
Monday night. We have been waiting for this. They will be performing the first concert in their inaugural season, and it's called a Masterworks concert. So it features three pieces. The first piece is the overture to The Marriage of Figaro. It's placed first in the concert, so it would feel like the overture if it were being played as part of the opera. And that, of course, you recognize that piece. It's high energy. It's very familiar, but it's wonderful. It has that. It's really going to set the evening off with a bang, I think. And then we will have the Elgar piece, the second piece, featuring a young cellist who is just at the top of his game. This piece is influenced by the British music, and so you're going to feel very connected to the idea of it.
And tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, the piece explained a little bit more.
Great.
In the shadow of World War I and not met with universal acclaim on its first performance, but now it is seen as one of the best cello concertos ever written.
Isn't that great? Isn't that interesting how that changes? That happens a lot of time with some of these pieces that are so important to the classical canon right now. They were not popular, or they were controversial when they were first written. And now we love them, and now we think they're, you know, emblematic of what the music should be.
They were ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like most good music today.
Right.
It's a similar thing. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize often that classical music, the way we think of it now, was the rock music of its day.
Well, when you think, you know, Fort Smith Symphony is doing Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in October. That's another one that was the early part of last century.
Mm-hmm.
It was contemporary music less than 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was controversial.
Yes.
And it had a lot of, you know, discussion around it, just like great music does today. So I love that. I love that parallel. And then, of course, we'll have the Pathetique Symphony from Tchaikovsky, which was his final work, full of great emotion, those sweeping sounds. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't remind everybody that this is Paul Haas. So I know he talked about this with you quite a bit. He loves to surprise you. He loves to put little pieces of music in there, are little moments that are not on the program that you're not going to expect, but that he's really thought about to help tie the show together. So we are just so excited for this show. This is 7:30 Monday night in Baumwalker Hall. There will be a creative conversation before the show with Paul, the music director, and Peter Lane, Walton Arts Center CEO. That'll be at 6:45 in Star Theater. That's free. So anyone can come to that. And you go to that, you learn a little bit about the concert, you hear from Paul, and then you walk in and you see the show. It's going to be a great night. So that is Monday at 7:30. And I wanted to also remind everybody that we have another company in residence at the Arts Center, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole host of visual arts classes that have kicked off over the last week or so. And I really urge you all, if you're interested in pottery or drawing or mosaics or any kind of sort of tactical classes, both for you and for your kids, go check out their website because they have a huge lineup. And those classes are all kicking off over this week and the next week. So you can find that at they are Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center. So then moving ahead to the 25th of September, this one is not on our calendar. In fact, this one is on the Fayetteville Public Library's calendar. We've talked a lot about the 10x10 art series. This is the series of concerts that we bring here with $10 tickets for some really high quality fine arts programs. And our first one will be the Emerson String Quartet, and that's in October. But in advance of that, we've partnered with the library, and we are really excited about this, to do what we're calling the 10x10 Countdown Conversation Series. And so at 2 o'clock on the 25th of September, we'll have two guests at the library in the Walker Room, and they will do a discussion about the Emerson String Quartet and the music that they're going to play. So this is free, it's open to the public, and it features Laura Goodwin, who is Walton Arts Center's VP of Learning and Engagement, and also a professor of music from the university, Martin Nedball. And they will be talking about Haydn and Beethoven and the Emerson String Quartet and its role in music, and it's going to be fun, and it's free. So it's a great way to learn a little more about that particular
sort of pregame.
Yeah, little pregame, little preview, little chance to, if you like to learn more about the art form and you want to hear about, you know, why composers were writing what they were writing and how this music is picked and why the Emerson String Quartet has risen to such prominence, that'd be a great thing to go to. So that's 2 o'clock on the 25th, free at the Fayetteville Public Library. Then we move into the end of September. Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue will be here before you know it. We'll have two shows out at the Amp during that, Candlebox on the 29th and Jamie Johnson on the 30th. And then October. October. We'll go through Halloween and we'll get into October. All kinds of wonderful music.
No. Yeah. We get into Halloween
at the
end of October.
We get into Halloween at the end of October.
I mean, I don't know what you guys did in New England, but here we...
I'm rushing myself. I was thinking about Halloween the other day because Halloween has already cropped up in the stores. I'm seeing costumes and I'm going, oh man, I'm not ready. But we will have, at the beginning of October, lots of concerts with the University Music Department, some great stuff happening. And then Martha Graham will be here on the 6th, Martha Graham won't, but her company will be here on the 6th. And then on the 7th of October, we will have a wonderful Canadian folk group called Dala playing in Star Theater. And we'll talk lots more about them, but they're terrific. Need to Breathe will be at the Amp that same night, the 7th. And then Emerson String Quartet, as I mentioned, on the 9th. So we're off and running.
Then Halloween, then November. But
yes,
we can save that for another time.
We can wait. I'm going to calm myself down now.
Jody Vesnaska is the Vice President of Communications and official holiday calculator for Walton Arts Center.
Don't listen to me if you want to, slow time down a little bit. Thanks,
Kyle.